Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
Oh my goodness. What's up? What's up, queens? Hello, mamas. How are you doing out there? Welcome to another badass episode of Boss Up Babes. We are a weekly show dedicated to all you entrepreneurs, you innovators, you lady hustlers, and you personal development junkies who are looking to show up, boss up, and thrive in all areas of your life. This is a show that doesn't just talk business. We don't just talk health, but we talk everything, right? Real conversations for real women. And I'm super excited about the show. Hopefully, you know, that you've listened to a few episodes, you've subscribed, you've left me a five-star fabulous review. If you haven't, this is your reminder to, after you listen to the show, please take a hot second to go to your favorite listening platform, whether that's iTunes, Google Play, like it doesn't matter what podcast platform you like to listen to and stream your podcasts on, we are there. And I would sure love your five-star rating and review. So ladies, queens, boss babes, I want you to grab a pen and paper because today we're talking all about how to get and stay healthy in the new year. Yes, we're going to play on that whole new year, new you thing, because let's face it, right? Everyone kind of knows what I'm talking about when I say that. It's never too late to start getting into shape. I hear that all the time is I'm too old. I feel like I've missed the bus. Maybe I should just settle for the body and the life that I have. And all of this is BS. And it actually saddens my soul when I hear women start to like accept the whole mediocre, you know, way of living, because ladies, we are meant for more. Today on the Boss Up Babe show, specifically, I'm going to dive deep with some of my best strategies, tips, and advice for all the newbies out there who are ready and who want to boss up and get healthy in 2023. So yes, I'm going to bring it back down to like the basic level of fitness and nutrition, because I realize not everyone understands even the basics of all basics and like where to get started. Because let's fast forward another 45 days. It's like December 31st. You're thinking about your New Year's resolutions and you're like, you know what? This is the year that I'm finally going to get into shape. I'm finally going to lose the weight. I'm finally going to save money. I'm finally blah, 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 blah. But if you don't know where to start and you don't know how to like get you to where you want to go with a solid plan, it's really hard to get there. And the statistics are just so incredibly gross with how many women, men, children, it doesn't matter who it is, men or women, but I'm always talking to the queens out there. It grosses me out to see the statistics on how many women actually give up within 3 weeks of setting those resolutions or 3 weeks of setting their health goals. Right? Because things get hard. The first 2 weeks, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling like super motivated. Let's go. Let's go. Week three and week four, your body starts to get tired. You're like, I don't know if this is worth it. Can I keep going? That itty bitty shitty committee inside of your head, that little negative voice tends to get the best version of you. And you're like, oh, I am. You're right. I'm tired. It's going to be hard. And all those limiting beliefs start creeping up in your head. So I just want to kind of put that out there right now that ladies, it is never too late to get into the best shape of your life. And when I'm talking shape, I'm not just talking your beautiful, sexy curves, although that is a plus. I'm talking mental health, physical health, emotional health, right? We need to get you into shape. And not just, you know, your body, although, like I said, it is a perk of being and staying healthy is the beautiful shape that we get. Awesome. Okay. So today I'm talking specifically around fitness and nutrition for beginners. So join me, right? Stick with me the whole time, because today's episode is going to be jam packed with juicy as hell tips and strategies to help women's health and wellness. But first, a little life update, of course. So I'm so excited to be able to announce this. I literally just got off the phone with my coach and I was like crying because I was like saying, oh my God, my dreams are coming true, right? And so I'm going to like save the tears. I won't leave you with tears on this show. But yeah, I'm so excited for this news, y'all. Like, my dreams are literally unfolding for me, and it's so freaking cool to watch this happen. Okay. So in 2019, most of you know, I literally was like the biggest struggling coach out there. I made maybe $10,000 in my business. And it was like the struggle was real, right? A few episodes ago, when I was talking all about how to go from 5K months to 50K months and beyond, you know, I told the story about how I was living in my friend's basement pretty much because I wasn't ready to give up on my dream and my vision of becoming a badass coach, empowering millions of women all across the globe on how to get healthy and wealthy and, of course, wise. So let me just kind of tell you about the vision I had a long, long time ago. Now, as a coach, quite often we're told to like name our business something that has to do with our name, right? We are our brand after all. And I can see how this is a perk. However, it's always been my dream and my goal to build a beautiful empire because I know I am just one woman. I can't help thousands and millions of women all by myself. So from Jump Street, I have been dreaming about building an epic team. And oh my gosh, you guys, I have started that process. I'm so freaking excited. And so I want to say like in July, I sat down, right, mid-year, I sat down and I was like, Carissa, what does the next 5 years in your business look like? What is the empire that you're wanting to build? What do you want to be like legendary known for? And I started with a very clear vision. And then I was like, okay, in order to do that, I got to build a team. And so about 6 months ago, I knew that I was going to need to hire out some coaches to help me support my clients the way I like to support them. And I also knew that I couldn't be doing all the marketing, all the bookkeeping, like all the stuff like so many newer coaches and consultants do. We get stuck in that rat race of like, I got to do it all because I'm not making enough money to pay out. However, this last 6 months, I really realized that I've got to flip the script. I've got to invest in my business and in my company if I want to be running a multiple 6, 7, 8 figure company, right? So here I am announcing the news, so freaking excited. I have got the Gucci of all women's health, wellness, and empowerment programs. So yes, I'm a nutritionist. Yes, I'm a personal trainer. Yes, I'm a mindset coach. Yes, I'm a hypnotherapist. Yes, like, yes, I've done it all. I've taken all the training. However, when I really step back and say, Carissa, what is your zone of genius? Right? Like, what are you like loving right now? And honestly, you guys, I love, love, love the mindset aspect of my business, right? Because I can give you the perfect meal plan. I can give you the perfect fitness plan. But if we don't change our mindset, if we don't boss up our programming, if we don't learn to let go of the limiting beliefs that have been holding us back, it's going to be a vicious cycle for a long time. So I realized that I am brilliant when it comes to mindset programming with women, right? Like, it's my jam. I love to do it. I host retreats all the time. In my current coaching programs, I'm constantly teaching and talking about self-sabotage and overcoming your limiting beliefs. And it's just so much fun. So when I realized, I was like, oh shit, right? Like, this is what I really love to do besides speak on stages internationally and like write books and all that jazz. Like, I love the mindset piece. So I'm super excited to announce, you guys, I won't mention their names because when we're ready, we'll come on and do a whole podcast episode all about it. But I am bringing on another nutritionist to really take over all the meal planning and the nutrition support that my clients need. Okay. Teaching them how to eat intuitively, teaching them how to eat whatever it is that they want, like tacos, wine, hamburgers, and still be able to lose weight, maintain it, and to feel healthy in your own skin. Okay. But I'm also bringing on a hormone specialist. Okay. She's like a sexy woman talking all about hormones and gut health because I predominantly work with pre or postmenopausal women. I'm not working with 20-somethings. I'm not working with teens. I'm not working with, children. There's a coach out there for them, but I mainly work with coaches, consultants, and other lady bosses, right? Entrepreneurs, impact-driven women, and most of them are 35 and up. So hormones plays a huge role, and I cannot wait. So yes, my clients are going to get the support of having a fitness trainer in their pocket. They're having a nutritionist in their pocket. They're having a hormone specialist in their pocket, And of course, I'm going to round it all out and take everything that there is to do about mindset. So you guys, I literally have the Gucci of all health coaching programs for women. I'm so freaking excited. Like, oh, cannot wait till I can bring them on and introduce their badass queen shelves to you guys. Okay, I know that was a lot, but as you can tell, I'm so freaking excited. So let's get to it, right? With the new year comes this new you. How beautiful. And today's conversation is all about fitness and nutrition tips for beginners. So get that piece of paper out, because now I'm about ready to give you some no BS approach tips on how you can really step up your game in the next month, or even the next, 6 months, whenever you decide that it's ready for you to boss up and become the best freaking version of you. Step number one is to take the first step. I know that sounds super basic, but that's where you start. Okay. So maybe you're not going to go out and be the next superstar athlete or the next Betty Crocker. Okay. But you still can set a big fitness or nutritional goal for yourself. So each year, I don't just set business goals. I set powerful personal and health goals. So I set goals with my husband, right? We talk about personal goals for ourselves and for where we want to be as a couple. This allows us to challenge each other and to lift each other up and to support each other and love on each other and give each other the space that we need in order to grow. We also set some very powerful health goals, okay? So let me just give you some examples. And if you're following along on your piece of paper, step number one is take the first step. So I just want you to get very crystal clear on where you want to go. And if you're a lady boss and you're like, I don't need help with my fitness today, this is still really great content for you. Because remember when I told you about my health coaching business back in 2019 when I started, I had the vision that I wanted to always have a global company, right, that serviced and helped thousands of women. And that I had a team of amazing coaches beside me. I didn't know how. I didn't know all the details that, like, how is this all going to happen? All I had was the vision. Okay. So I want you to set a very powerful vision, a very powerful goal for yourself. So let's just get into like the fitness goals. So maybe, again, you're not going to go out and be like the next amazing CrossFitter, but maybe you want to set a mini goal for yourself this year. That's like, I just want to like be able to deadlift 200 pounds. I just want to be able to bench press 185. I just want to be able to get up and go to the gym every day. It doesn't matter what your goal is. I just want you to start at the basic level of just starting, right? Just starting, taking the first step. And taking the first step, you guys, to anything is you've got to get crystal clear on where you want to go. So maybe this is the year of the booty, right? There's been many years and I'm like, this is the year I'm going to build my delts. I want sexy shoulders, okay? And then I work on those specific muscle groups to really build up that specific area. Maybe this is the year that you say, bye-bye to all the belly fat, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to get rid of the belly fat, which is a really great place to start, because belly fat typically is like the scariest fat because it's surrounding all of your guys' organs, and you know that. And belly fat is really accumulated from stress. So if you're trying to get rid of your belly fat, I want you to seriously consider lowering your stress levels because stress kills, and we know that. Okay, so next, maybe the goal is 365 days of movement. Like, maybe it doesn't matter what you do, you're just going to commit to moving your body for 30 minutes every single day for the rest of the year. Maybe your goal is to, you know what, I've tried all the diets, I am so sick of yo-yoing, I'm so sick of not, you know, knowing what to do and how to do it and when to do it, I'm just going to hire a coach. Maybe you say, this is going to be the year that I get shit done and I hire a coach. Hello, that would be me if you're looking for an amazing coach and the Gucci of all health coaching programs, of course. Maybe this is the year that you just want to master meal prep, okay? That you want to become someone who can cook healthy meals for your family. Maybe you want to overcome your emotional eating so that you no longer turn to food when you're stressed out, burnt out, overwhelmed, celebrating. Like, food is beautiful, but it's not a source of reward. It doesn't have to be a reward, okay? It doesn't have to be tied or linked to something, okay? And you can definitely break free from overeating, because you guys all know, if you haven't, go back and listen to some of my first episodes. I used to weigh 213 pounds. I overate. My relationship to food was literally literally shit, like terrible. Okay. Terrible, terrible, terrible. All right. So the action step here, you guys, is to start small. So if you have a big goal, you can break it down into what you need to do every day, every week, every month. It's kind of like if you want to run a marathon, the best way to get there is to get like break down the marathon goal into bite-sized pieces. So maybe you sign up for like 5 5K runs. And in order to do a 5K run, maybe you just need to start going to the gym and running 1 mile on the treadmill. See how I broke that big goal into a step that it's actually doable, into another step that you can actually do daily. So I want to encourage you. I give all of my clients action steps at the end of each coaching call. So I thought I would do that with you. So action step for tip number one is to take the first step. I want you to set powerful health goals for yourself in 2023. Do you know how many phone calls I get on the phone with potential clients? I'm like, what are your health goals? They're like, I have no idea. I'm like, how do you not know? Right? Like, how do you not know where you want to go? Even when I was overweight and hitting rock bottom, I knew that I needed to get healthy. I needed to lose the weight. I needed to stress less. I needed to quit smoking, right? So I want you to just set very powerful goals. As your coach, I always want to remind you to pair your goals and what you want with a very powerful why. So just ask yourself, why do I want this? Okay. When I asked myself in 2019, why do I want to build a coaching company that empowers women all across the world to get healthy and get wealthy? The question, the why was, is I don't want any woman to have to struggle with food, exercise, dieting, overwhelm, stress, like these limiting beliefs that I'm not good enough. I didn't want any single woman to have to struggle like I did. Okay. That was my why. And it got me up every single day, remembering even when I was broke as hell, I was like, Carissa, you'll get through this. Somebody needs you. Okay. So remember your why. All right. Tip number two is to get outside of your comfort zone. So when it comes to fitness and body movement, there are a lot of activities you could try and you might discover that you actually like something. Oh my gosh. Like maybe you've been saying, oh, I don't like doing this for like your entire life. And yet you've never even tried that. You just look at it and you're like, nope, not for me. Okay. So I want to encourage you here to figure out some stuff that you can do that encourages body movement. Not everything has to be balls to the walls, cardio, exercise, boot camp style, burpees. Okay. I just want you to write a list out of all the things that you'd be willing to try. You can even go back to when you were a child and like, what did I like to do as a child that allowed me to move my body? I love roller skating. That may age me a little bit. I don't even care because I would still put on my skates if my daughter had a school skate night. Like I would be the mom who volunteered to go and chaperone. Like I love that. I love dancing. Do you know how many sweat beads roll down my face when I'm dancing? So it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it's a kickboxing class, aerial yoga, pole dancing, running, lifting. It does not matter. I want you to get outside of your comfort zone. Nothing great happens to you or for you when you play small and you stay in your little bubble of comfort. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. If you're trying to get healthy this year, it's not going to happen by you wishing, hoping, and praying and sitting on the couch watching a show about how to lose weight. You actually have to get outside and get out, you know, like get out and do something that is going to be scary as hell for you. Okay. Nothing great comes from your comfort zone. I want you to remember that. All right. So maybe you're someone like me who goes to the gym every day and you're still wanting to challenge yourself this year. I want to encourage you, like, where's the closest Warrior Dash or Tough Mudder or marathon or triathlon? Okay. Like if you guys don't know this about me, I'm not a fan of running. Okay. So if I were to sign up for a 5K, that would be like mentally getting me outside of my comfort zone because I'm not a fan of it. Right. I love strength training. I love kickboxing. I love high intensity interval training. For me to like run miles and miles and miles, like my husband or like some of my clients, that's just not my jam and that's okay. But see what I mean? Like if I signed up for one, it would definitely get me outside of my comfort zone. Okay. And then what happens when you do that, right? You actually break through the barrier of like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And you go and do that scary ass thing and you survive, that builds self-confidence. OK, Okay. Which is why I love fitness. That's why I love exercise. That's why, you know, that I continue to go every single day at 3:45 in the morning. Like, it's just my thing. So when it comes to nutrition, one of the biggest things that I hear my clients say, especially when they're just starting out with me, because obviously I'm upgrading their, you know, their programming, their mindsets. They no longer look at food the same way once they start working with me. But when they very first come to me and I'm getting ready to write them like a custom meal plan that is literally going to guarantee the next 20 pounds off their body, the biggest thing they say is, I don't like that food. I'm a picky eater. I don't eat chicken heated up. I don't like eggs. I don't blah, blah, blah. Idea of food and what you like when you maybe haven't even tried it since you were a child. Like, nobody likes peas, yet if you go to a five-star restaurant and like the, you know, the amazing five-star chef cooks you some peas, you may be like, holy hell, these peas are amazing. But, you know, the peas out of the can, not so much. But you get what I mean, right? I want you to get outside of your comfort zone. All of those things that, you know, I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to research. I don't have time to cook. I don't like eating certain things. I don't like eating leftover foods. That's all BS. That's all excuses. Okay. So as your action steps for this one, is I want you to decide on what you're willing to do when it comes to stepping outside of your comfort zone, when it comes to fitness and nutrition. Okay, just decide, write down some ideas of what you could do that's kind of scary, and then decide, right? Just pick one. And every time you step into that fear, right, you start to feel empowered. You feel confident in yourself when you crush that goal or when you finally get outside and do that. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can do this. Yes, you can. It just fuels the fire. Okay. And as a coach, I'm always encouraging and empowering my clients to get outside of their comfort zone. So I'm going to tell you, just like I would tell my clients, girl, put your big girl pants on and do something new today. Okay. The very last thing we're going to get to today, because I have a really fun, amazing free challenge I want to tell all of you about. And I've got so many tips here. So it looks like I'll be doing a part two of this episode alone. Tip number three, and just kind of fold the ear on this page because we're going to come back. I've got like 10 all together and clearly I'm not going to get through them all with the time I have today. So star the page, we'll come back to it. But tip number three is to mix things up. Okay, so let's say you're 2 or 3 weeks in to your new workout plan, your new meal plan, and you're like, ah, I'm starting to get bored. I'm not feeling challenged, right? That's like kind of a huge indicator factor that it's time to mix things up. When people tell me that their weight loss is at a standstill or they can't seem to break the barrier or things like that, I want to encourage you to mix things up. So when it comes to fitness and body movement, you may get bored doing the same workout every single day. And after you do the same activity all the time for 6 to 8 weeks, your muscles, honestly, they adapt to it. Right? You start to burn fewer calories and you build less muscle. So my advice would be to start some interval training. Maybe if you're running, step up your pace for a minute, then slow it back down and then repeat, right? I love interval training. In fact, when I have to run and get on the treadmill, because let's face it, cardio is important. I'm not all about strength training. You can catch me 3 days a week doing some sort of a cardio, but I typically will interval train. I literally am sprinting for 30 seconds and then I'm going to walk for 30 seconds. Sprint for a minute, walk for a minute. I have to break up those minutes because let's face it, 30 to 45 minutes is a long time to do something that you're not a huge fan of. But anyways, you get what I'm saying. So mix things up. So normally, maybe if you're all on cardio machines, maybe try doing some strength training. Maybe try doing activities like swimming or indoor cycling or kickboxing, okay? Yoga, Pilates, because this will activate different muscles in your body. So if you've gotten to the point where you're like, I'm just not sore anymore and I'm not building any more muscle and I'm not losing any more weight, I want to encourage you to mix it up. Okay. You can always go back to your normal routine, but that also goes back to trying things, you know, that you haven't maybe tried yet. So your action step for today for that tip is to boss up your current workout or your body movement plan. Okay. If you're used to bicep curling 10s, come on, Wonder Woman, pick up the 15s, pick up the 12 and a halfs. I don't care if you get just 4 reps. I don't care if you get 1 rep, right? That 1 rep alone will be better than 100 boring reps at 10 pounds. If you're like, oh my gosh, this is easy. If it's easy, boss it up. Okay. I tell my clients to do it all the time. So on our coaching calls, I'm like, okay, where do you need to boss up in your life? Where do you need to boss up your nutrition? Where do you need to boss up your workouts? And if you haven't picked up on the whole boss up thing, it's kind of my jam, right? I'm always encouraging women to boss up and get courageous and really just take action on their life. Okay, so with the remaining time that I have, I want to quickly talk to you about a fun challenge that I'm hosting starting December 1st. It's called the 25 Days of Fitness Challenge. And this challenge is really for any woman who is wanting to stay focused on her fitness and her body movement goals over the holidays. So just because we have a few holidays in there, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Day, doesn't mean you can just say, you know what, screw it all. I'm just going to start again in January. I'm going to encourage you to go back and start again. Maybe you stopped already. And maybe you stopped after Halloween and all the candy kind of came in. It doesn't matter. So the 25 Days of Fitness, it's a super fun challenge. Every single day, I'm going to go live in the Healthy Hustle Facebook group. This is your chance to get in on amazing community. The Healthy Hustle Facebook group is where I host all of my free challenges, whether it's nutrition, mindset, stress. It's where I go live every single Monday talking about, you know, how to upgrade your life, your business, your health, your relationships. I'm always giving tips and advice. That's definitely a group you're going to want to join. But the 25 Days of Fitness, it comes with accountability and support. It comes with free workouts, right? Every single day for 25 days, I'm leading a workout and all fitness levels are welcome. So you guys go join the Healthy Hustle Facebook community. I will tag you in the video if you're ready for this challenge. And again, all levels, all ages, there's hardly even any equipment that you need. I really truly make this a no excuse way of moving your body through the holidays, but y'all come and join me. So with that, I'm going to end today. Join me in a few weeks when I continue this conversation all about bossing up your body, your fitness, and your nutrition. I'm the number one mindset and health expert coach, helping badass women boss up their bodies, their mindsets, and their bank accounts. I will see you next week on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.